Saturday, March 23rd. These are our readings from today's Mass. First reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 21 through 28. Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land, in the mountain of Israel, and there shall be one prince for them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. No longer shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions. I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy and cleanse them, so that they may be my people, and I may be their God. My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all. They shall live by my statutes and carefully observe my decrees. They shall live on the land that I gave to my servant Jacob. The land where their fathers lived, they shall live on it forever, they and their children and their children's children, with my servant David, their prince, forever. I will make with them a covenant of peace. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will multiply them, and put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Thus the nations shall know that it is I, the Lord, who makes Israel holy, when my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever. The word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant isles, and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. And the response, the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob, he shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they will mount the heights of Zion, they shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The grain, the wheat, the wine, the oil, the sheep, and the oxen. And the response, the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and the young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy, I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. In the response, the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. And the gospel acclamation. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourself a new heart and a new spirit. And the gospel. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. John chapter 11, verses 45 through 56. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nations." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish?" He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.